Chapter 1 Saturday, May 21st, remote Southwest Texas. Mateo Lopez hid in the trees, watching the house, willing the woman to turn off the lights and go to bed. He saw her silhouette cross the light from the window as she moved around inside her bedroom. He had no idea what she looked like, how old she was, whether she had friends and family. None of that mattered to him. He didn't even know her name. She was the target. This was a job he'd been forced to do. He didn't need to know anything else. When Mateo completed the work, his family would be safe. Nothing mattered more. Even in the darkness, without the unrelenting sun overhead he'd endured all day, the outside temperature was uncomfortably hot for late May. Mateo had lived in Mexico his whole life. He was used to the heat and the hot breezes and the dust. So much dirt. He shook his head. But this was spring in Texas, the rainiest month. He'd dressed in warm clothes, expecting cooler temperatures and even a bit of rain so far north. Now he was sweating like mid-August back home and fighting to breathe. Briefly, he considered stripping off his clothes. He didn't. He inhaled the warm air and held it in his lungs, like a drag on a cigarette. Good thing he'd quit smoking before he'd set off with his family from Mexico. If the artist happened to glance outside while he was grabbing a smoke, she might have seen him. One less worry. The artist would die as he'd promised, but she would die in her sleep. She wouldn't suffer, which mattered to him. He would kill her, that should be enough. He drew the line at torture. He'd walked miles from where he'd parked the old sedan on the dirt road south and west of here, lugging enough gasoline to create and feed a raging hot fire. The closest neighbors were miles away, too. Farther away than the car. He wondered why she'd chosen to live in such a hellhole. Whatever her reasons, the location made his job easier. The old dry wood-framed house, filled with the woman's painting supplies, should burn fast and hot long before anyone noticed the fire. No firefighters would reach this place to prevent total destruction. The gas cans were heavy and awkward, and he could only carry two at once. Progress was slow. Sweating, breathing hard, watching his step in the gathering darkness. The last thing he needed was to trip and fall and spill the gasoline. Finally, he'd managed to bring 8 full cans to the edge of the clearing. Only nocturnal animals had noticed him. He was sure of that. He squatted and sat on the dirt in the shadows to rest, wiping the sweat from his face with his shirt. He wasn't a young man anymore. He had a wife, 2 children. Soon, they would join him here. Jose had promised.
"Work hard, Mateo. Do this one thing, do it well, your family will be okay. You have my word," Jose had said.
Mateo believed the comforting words because he was desperate. He could do this terrible thing, and then his family's new life could begin. This woman was nothing to him. She lived alone here in the dusty nowhere. She probably didn't even have a family. Not like Mateo's, anyway. He'd been a laborer all his life, like his father before him. Mateo was no stranger to hard work. He was familiar with fire, too. His young son had been badly burned when he fell into a fire pit near their home in Mexico years ago. Mateo had pulled the boy from the fire and burned his own hand, which was now scarred and painful. He'd been too slow to react. His boy had died. Mateo and his wife were devastated. Even now, Mateo's hand burned and ached as if the wound were fresh. He had lost one child. He couldn't lose the others. He'd do anything to give them a better life. Anything.